I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Today on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking about a board game that seems to be experiencing a surge in popularity these days. It's the game of chess.
Chess is a 1,500-year-old game. It was started supposedly in India, and it's a military game, and it's used by the United States military. If you see those little pictures where they got the little boats and they're going to attack from the left and attack from the right and come over the mountain, and you see those in all military planning, that's what chess is. Chess is war.
That's Warren Woodbury, an artist, writer, and chess player who developed an after-school program, currently used in 3 different schools, to keep kids engaged in learning the values of chess and the values of competition. Although the program is a success now, the club was not initially celebrated.
A lot of people looked at chess as such an intellectual game, leisure game, and that kids in the inner city wouldn't have any interest in that. There's no visible excitement to it until they got into it. And so when we went into the school with it, it was just like poop art. Oh, you're going to teach the kids chess over basketball and football and, you know, stuff like that, and rap. So we brought it into the schools, so much ridicule that our kids would not be able to learn the game. But we went on to win at the highest level. We went to the Ohio State Scholastic School Chess Tournament. 1,500 kids, 36 states, and our boy took 2nd place. This was a kid that was getting ready to be put out of school, and it was recommended that because he couldn't go home in the evening, there was no one there, that maybe he would be interested in learning chess, like a babysitter. And he ended up being one of the best in the city. We had success where they thought there would be none.
Although many didn't believe that the chess club would be a success, Warren clarified that from the beginning, it was never an issue about proving those individuals wrong. It was always about connecting kids with the game of chess.
No, the goal was not to prove anyone wrong. Well, we really concentrated once we started to really seriously try to teach it on just the kid. We almost became like adopted parents because we had some in the class for 3 years. And the parents more or less said, take them, you can have them, because I've never seen them show such interest in something that they would go and look at them in their room, and instead of playing video games, they're studying their chess homework. And these are kids that normally would be on, you know, out in the street, you know, playing basketball or whatever, but they took time and they got very good at chess. We had some that come in that didn't have a clue. And these kids infected their parents, their uncles, their aunts, and the interest just grew. And it just, we didn't have time to say, we're going to show them. You know, that's not the concept.
On top of the success that these students have earned from learning the game of chess, it also, as Warren mentioned earlier, has provided a haven for these students, a place where they can escape from the troubles of daily life and even past trauma. It's an environment that Warren has replicated for others within our community.
Well, it follows the STEM principles, science, technology, engineering, and math, because you have to have all three. It's a quieting effect, too, because when you play chess, you know, you have to concentrate on the game. There's no thoughts of violence. We teach it in the boys' prison also, and those boys are in there for some serious, serious issues. But with the chess, they're perfect gentlemen. We teach them how to win, how to lose. You have to shake hands, just like in boxing, before a match and after. And it's just a quieting effect, and it goes into a different era of the mind. And you forget your problems, and you just concentrate on it. But we had our success, and we've gotten a lot of recognition, been on television. We even got an invitation from England that saw a story on us and asked us to go to England. We couldn't afford to go to Perrysburg at that time, so we never even gave it a thought. But it was complimented that our story had spread across the water.
And the game of chess seems to be spreading as well, not just from Warren's efforts, but also from a fairly new Netflix drama called The Queen's Gambit. It tells the story of an orphaned chess prodigy and her rise to the top of the chess world. It was extremely popular, causing a surge of interest in the game of chess, much to Warren's excitement.
And the movie has just taken off all over the world. And at one time, women couldn't compete. There's a story where one of the great chess masters refused to play a woman, that she wasn't qualified. She was young. She got a chance to play him. She killed him. And right now, women are the fastest. Women and children under the age of 10 is the fastest growing world champions and masters in the world.
Regardless of the records set for the rest of the world, Warren is still paying attention to what's happening in our neighborhood, within our community, hoping chess can breathe into the lives of the young people located right here in Toledo.
Well, we have rediscovered a little statement that they say in the Caribbean, each one teach one. And we found out that we had a little something that we could teach. And so we got as much reward from teaching it as the person that we thought would get something out of it. So it's like a give back, you know. And so it worked for us. It's psychologically and morally fulfilling to be able to develop a talent in a young person or to help in the community.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.